As an actor working in Wolverhampton, I was concerned that the theatre was closed, it was dark, and through Equity, the actors' union, a number of us became quite actively involved in trying really to explore how and whether the Grand could reopen. Fortunately, it was salvaged. And I then became rather critical of the programming, which I felt was fairly pedestrian and didn't really cater for a new and young audience. I was having that conversation one night and was overheard by a Labour councillor who actually challenged me about this and suggested that if I wanted to improve things, the best way of doing that was to join the board of management. And I was duly elected as a board member or a director of the theatre. I think we've definitely made real progress. There have been 5 chief executives in the Grand during my time here. And in fact, the last 3 have made a really, really conscious commitment to a broad and inclusive programme that is designed to appeal to the vibrant and mixed community that we enjoy in Wolverhampton. But I think if you were to track the range of product that's been on offer, you would see some distinctive shifts in terms of efforts to engage new and young audiences and perhaps challenge some of our older and more regular patrons.